But like 2 years ago, my company insurance, you know, I had a company called Richard Paul Ocean Air Diving Services.
Yeah.
My company insurance came up for renewal, and I sat there and I thought, do I really want to be doing this in a year's time?
Mm.
Yeah, and my insurance was not inconsiderable.
Right.
Because potentially I kill celebrities.
Yeah, that's an interesting concept, isn't it?
Yeah. And I thought, no, I don't want to do it.
When is this that you were having this?
About 2 years ago.
Okay, right.
All right. And I was just well into working on Blue Planet 2.
Okay. Right. You were actually working on Blue Planet 2, were you?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And I thought, I'll tell you what I'll do, I'll stay till the end of the series.
Okay.
Right. And I thought, hang on, the reason I haven't retired yet is I keep staying on to the end of the series.
Right.
Yeah, so I thought that's got to be it. Yeah.
So that was your last
role
in Blue Planet 2, effectively, was it?
Would
you say?
Yeah, I've got a few little odds and sods, you know.
So, just taking the Blue Planet, you were part of Blue Planet, of the first Blue Planet,
right? Blue Planet, yeah.
Yeah, so in that scenario, because obviously you get lots of different footage of different animals and different places all put together.
Mm.
I assume you're not in all the different locations, right? I mean, how does
it depends. Mm. It depends entirely on the production.
Right.
Blue Planet 1, I think I only went on one of the shoots. I was on the end of the telephone all the time. And Blue Planet 1, I can remember sitting in bed on a Sunday morning with my wife sleeping next to me at 7 o'clock on the phone to Martha Holmes, who was out on the ice edge trying to put a booster pump together.
Right.
And I was saying, now, there's a red nut. You know, so that was pretty much what.
So sometimes your involvement wasn't actually on location, it was very much a consultative.
But you take like Amazon Abyss, where we were 7 weeks up the Amazon.
Right.
You know, went out on the first day, came back on the last day.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Pacific Abyss. Which is another 7-weeker, right? Went out on the first day, came back on the last day. Yeah, but in between that, there's lots of like one shows and things like that.
And to understand really your role, whether it's Blue Planet or films and so on, it was largely around the safety of diving and the safety of the film.
Well, I think that, to a certain extent, is to sell it short a little bit.
Okay.
First of all, legally, you have to have a diving contractor.
Right.
A recognised, registered HSE diving contractor. And that was my firm.
Right.
The diving contractor has to nominate the supervisor to be in charge of the diving. Right. So I nominate myself. So it's my company was the contractor. I was the nominated diving supervisor. Now, sure, safety is a major concern of it. But getting the film made is also a major concern.
Right.
Quite often, I say, well, no, if we do it that way, with those tides, and this equipment we're planning on using, the cameraman will not be able to handle the equipment underwater in those conditions.
Right.
So that's either change the way we're shooting it or change the equipment we're using. So it was very much... I was talking to someone about this the other day. In the beginning, when I first started all of this, the approach from the television companies was very much, you know, we need a diving contractor. You know, the law says we've got to have one. When you do it, you'll do it. This is what we want to do, and this is how we're going to do it. Right? Well, there was a metamorphosis in that. Same beginning, but this is what we want to do. How should we do it?
Okay. So they changed to, rather than telling you how they were going to do it, they were asking you.
Yeah. And, you know, it was a sit round the table and discuss it.
Okay.
You know, not we will do exactly what you say.
Right.
No, but it was, you know, this is what we want to do.
Mm.
Let's get around the table and work out how we can do it. And obviously, so I was doing that 18 years altogether, and it didn't take long before I got to know filmmaking.
So at what age would you say, I'm just trying to think, work backwards, what age did all this sort of path in your life change? All right,
if you work back, I'm 69 now.
Okay.
All right.
So 18 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably longer than that. I mean, you know, there was a period when I was just diving for a living.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Doing what type of diving?
All sorts, yeah. Right. I was in Norway for many years,
Did you ever dive on the oil rigs? Anything that type of
thing? I've done, you know, civil commercial diving.
You have,
yeah. Right. But all sorts of things then, yeah.